It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being brought on to the Maury Povich show and finding out you are the daddy. You could join our chat room, Denpen. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Or, as the kids seem to be doing more and more of these days, you go to the Davin's Den Facebook page on the old Facebook. We can't quit on Facebook. So then you can watch us. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. My audio is better on Davin. I sound better on Davin Comedy. I think Joe probably. Now Joe's audio is Joe's audio.
So I sound better on Davin Comedy?
We're more clear.
Yeah.
On Davin Comedy. It's better. But you know what? If you want to see Drink It All In, that's fine too. I am your host, Davin Roseblood. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. Nice to see you live in person.
Is it?
Yeah, because the good thing about you is I see you once a month, so I forget how awful you are. And then I see you again, it's like, oh, yeah, and then like about halfway through the show, I'm like, why is she here?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I opened the door, too.
Why won't she leave? Yeah. Why is she still here?
Absence makes the mind go wander.
Abscess makes the ass hurt. All right, on the show, our annual worst Fathers of the Year countdown show. Last countdown show of the year. Giving myself an excuse right now, I did not put in the work I normally do. I will explain why shortly. But still, that being said, I still say I'm going to do what I always do and fucking win. You can't beat the champ. You can't beat the champ.
If I had one story that I wanted but read the fine print and realized it was out of bounds, I would have been the champ.
Listen. I told you the story I wanted to bring. It wasn't going to be my number one story, but anytime a dad makes his little 12-year-old daughter sign a contract not to get fat for life, that deserves to be on the list. But and he's beating kids left and right. Really, really, what we're looking for in this competition. But alas, he's only up on charges now.
Deliciously toxic.
Yeah,
I can taste the toxins. On the tips of my fingers.
I can only discuss him, but I can't bring him to the competition. In which case, I blame journalism. They should have been in that house much sooner because I could have won with this guy. I mean, I think he started his atrocities in 2012. I could have won with him, but that's okay. I feel good about my number one. My number one is very good because remember, creativity counts, and also being detestable.
Totally, totally. But I was just making sure that wasn't you that you were talking about that story that you can't use. It's not you can't use it because it's you.
Well, no, I could use it if it was me.
Yeah, actually, you could.
Sure, and I have the verification here. Honey, come down.
Come down and tell our listeners how Daddy acts.
Tell the audience about the atrocities Daddy does. Tell him how he's damaging you now.
Stop crying, dear. Stop crying so that you can tell the audience.
She wouldn't cry.
That's right. She wouldn't
cry.
No.
No, she only cries like if I scream at her.
Oh, yeah.
Because it happens so rarely.
so it's like the big shock. Yeah.
Although there was a fight this week with my wife, which I'll get to as part of what I'm going to do for my You Stink, where she goes, stop screaming. I go, that's not screaming. And then I started screaming. Ever do that move? You want to hear screaming? I'll show you screaming. it's like, are you unaware of the levels I can get to?
I think that most people have not seen me at my super duper angriest.
I have not.
And, you know, I remember, you know well, my unfortunate story about my ex-roommate.
I do.
And once she moved out, we were on the phone. I think it was our last phone call. Our last or next to last. And she touched a button and I let her have it. And I was berserko at that point because I'd been holding back for so long.
I never get berserko. I don't froth.
Oh,
I don't froth. I doubt I turn red, but I can scream.
You do turn red even when you're not mad.
I do turn red. Yeah, it's called hypertension. No.
I got to tell you something. Today's 4 days where I left my old house, and I'm thinking about everything that went on, and I just, everything that Joanne was doing to make it a horrible, you know, I mean, a sad day, but a horrible situation, her showing up late, and then not being done. And we got in such a big fight because we had to be at the closing at 3:00. It's 2:40. And she's not even done yet, ready to pack, you know, packing what she has to pack. And I go, you didn't clean out the refrigerator? And no, I did. I told you 3 days ago. And I was beyond fury. I'm like, I said to myself, you're 20 minutes away and you're done. You can make it these next 20 fucking minutes. I went fucking berserk. I was yelling at her. I went fucking berserk.
You know what? Yeah. You know what the best part of that story is? Your audio sounds really good, Mr. Curry. I was watching the levels and whatever is going on right now in this frame.
Don't move.
Don't move.
It's most likely going on there because it's the same phone I use. I'm sorry. I call him with plenty of shows. Never have one problem. It's always with this one.
It's something
there.
Oh, wait a minute. Were those shots fired? You're calling to the funniest shows and even this one?
No. Plenty.
Oh, plenty.
Plenty of those shows are not funny. Okay. He calls in and he does what he can.
I take it back. I thought you were being...
You know what could... You know what? Maybe what it is with Pip Live in the studio, the phone, the maybe whatever line is, you're only one running one phone line in.
That's what
maybe
I
it's
just,
a better signal.
That's what I was just going to say.
Well,
it's like...
We'll see.
Wait, it does the sound quality diminish the more on the party line? So I can't be part of the party line anymore?
You're never part of the party line. You're the anti-party. All right, I'm going to start us off with a You Stink. It's a lengthy one, but it's
You Stink!
Yes, much like what Pip said, lengthy and girthy. Thank you, Pip. All right. So when we I am giving a You Stink to this past week. The whole week,
wow,
has stunk. Often we cite certain instances.
Yes,
I am giving the whole week because it has been a complete shit show since we last convened.
Wow.
Yes. So when we last left off, my wife's car was at the dealership, and I was waiting for the contract for me to sign for the house. That's where we last left off.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Well,
yeah,
well, Joe, it is a You Stink. Nothing gets by you.
I walked in, and I'm like, how's it going? And he goes, well, we'll get to that.
We'll get there. So Wednesday, we call our lawyer because we had given them the radon test. And before this, they were hot to trot, sign the contract. Why haven't you signed the contract? Now, we're not hearing from anything. So we're like, what's going on? She's like, oh, I haven't heard from your realtor. Once again, I didn't get involved, but it seems like another scenario where I would need to get involved to tell people how to do their job.
Yes.
You know, lawyers, realtors, Southwest, because they're grounding shit again. You know, everybody needs my help. Everybody, but only you guys get it for free.
We so appreciate it, don't we, Joe?
Okay.
Yeah,
Joe must be calling into one of those other shows during this show. Can't be bothered paying attention to what you have to say. Anyway, so our lawyer is friendly with the seller's realtor, so she has some info.
Okay.
So Thursday, we finally got the contract with the riders. Remember, we went the riders on the septic tank and the awning.
Yeah.
Those are the riders we need.
Important, because that's a lot, buku bucks.
Now, when we were there with the septic inspector, way back when, it was just a 50-year-old septic system. And he looks at the septic tank and he's like, this thing is trash. There's like roots in there and it's like all flooded and everything. It's trash. So we're going to walk away at that point, you know.
Right, because that's such an important feature to a house.
It's where we poop.
Yeah, it's very important, yeah.
Sure. It's super important.
Sure, yeah. I'm not a hobo. Not an animal. So
are there woods?
That's
not an option.
No, not at this house.
Oh, you're not a bear.
I am.
Sorry.
No, Joe's the bear. So, but when we're there, the seller's realtor gets on the phone to the seller's son, and they agree to change the whole system, $20,000-$30,000. They'll give us the money to do it, or they will do it.
Right.
And we say, well, let them do it, because if we close, first of all, if they give us 20 and it's 30, we're screwed. And then once we close, then we have to still wait for the septic system to get done. So might as well have it done.
And you might have a problem getting a CO if it's not done, so you want it done before you close.
That's true, too.
Yeah. So that's what was agreed upon. So the septic inspector cannot even look at the other lines that go from the house and go from the tank and go to the leach fields, because everything is fucked. He can't even get a camera in there.
Wow.
Okay. So that's what we agreed to, and because of that, we decide to go with the home inspector. And then remember, we also had to get a separate inspector to see if there was an oil tank underneath.
Yes, because you don't know.
Right. So we laid out all this extra money under the guise that we're getting a new septic system. And a new septic system, that's a big deal. It's like, all right, I don't got to worry. But I don't got to worry about that crap. Huddle, huddle, hoo, huddle, ha, huddle, he.
Well, you only want to... Mr. Helix and I have a word for nasty, grungy, disgusting stuff. It's feist. And when he was living in a trailer home.
Use your words.
I know, my words are gone. I'm old. When he was living in a trailer home, we cleaned it top to bottom. I said, because it's one thing, and you can do. We were not living together at that point, but I was like, you can do whatever you want about cleaning after this, but you want to live in your own feist, but not in somebody else's.
Sure.
So you don't want to have to deal with somebody else's poop.
Nobody else's poop.
No.
Just my poop.
Just yours.
Just mine and family pooping and guests of ours poop. That's the type of poop I like to immerse myself in.
Start clean with your own dirt.
Yes. Not stranger danger poop. Poop that's been approved at our front door.
That's right. Our own.
Our own and our subsidiary poop.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what we were working on. So I said, the system's 50 years old. So he couldn't inspect the leach field. He couldn't even find the leach fields. Now, he said that there were separate fields, one for the washer-dryer, or the washing machine, excuse me, and one for the toilets. So there was actually two.
Okay.
So he can't find any of them. Nobody knows where they are. The original owners don't know, because they got the house when it was 10 years old.
So nobody knows where this stuff is draining, basically.
Nobody knows.
Ah!
Nobody knows the shit that it travels.
So, not only do you guys not like this news, but I'm sure the neighbors would not be pleased to know that you have no idea where your poop is going.
Well, now the neighbors just assume it's me that leaves it on their front porch.
Well, at my old house, I had to have the cesspool replaced, and I knew where it was for years, and then they had to put it in another location. And then the new owner asked me where it was, and I'm trying to find. I couldn't find it, and it was only 2 years before I sold the house to the guy.
Just follow your nose.
How can I not find it?
It's where the weeds grow the best.
So, because of this verbal agreement, we spent another $1,500.
Oh yeah,
you know, to get this stuff done. But we're getting this house. You want to make sure everything is taken care of.
Absolutely.
So what they so we're waiting and waiting, and they come back with they're just going to replace the septic tank.
No.
Exactly. No.
Nay.
Nay. No. Which is like $6,500. That's not what was agreed upon. Furthermore, the owners son-in-law, I think, or the daughter's brother-in-law, somebody related to the family, is an engineer, and he's going to do it. This is not what was agreed upon.
I'm not liking any of what you're saying.
That's Tuesday. Yeah. You seldom do.
That's how I spend my Tuesday. I don't like anything you guys are saying.
The only thing that saves me is Joe says even worse stuff, so I get off the hook. That's what.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to. I mean, an engineer. That's fine. It still doesn't mean he knows what he's doing. You have to run the tank. You got to run SDR-35 pipe to it. Yeah. There's a lot to it.
So yeah. they just want to. Based on the report. They just want to change the septic tank because the inspector, when he gave the report, recommended changing the whole 50-year-old system. He only said the tank was screwed because he couldn't get cameras into the lines. He couldn't find.
But if he couldn't get a camera into the line, it means that there's a problem in the line.
Yeah.
The shit can't get there.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's true. I mean, if you can't get one of those cameras in the line, you can't. It's got to be replaced.
And when he says the shit can't get there, he means
the shit can't get there. The turd's going to be there with a roadmap. How do we get out of here? There's a route. Yeah.
So we asked them if this is what they're going to do. We want a third party. Inspector for them to get a third party inspector, because now we're bringing family into this stuff. I don't need that. A third party inspector to inspect the work. This goes back and forth. They don't agree to that, but our inspector can come while everything is open, while the tank is open. They're not going to open the leach field. They're not going to uncover that, but while everything's open, he can stick a camera in, and they agree to do an inline pipe. Again, this is not what was agreed upon.
Yeah, and plus, if your inspector goes there and goes, yeah, you know what, look at this pipe, you're going to need a pipe, look at the damn thing, who's paying for it?
Yeah.
All the shit's out. You're going to sit there while all this stuff is exposed and argue who's going to pay for it? You got to make the deal on who's paying, you know, if you're going to replace the tank and replace the line, what are we doing here? And before a goddamn shovel hits the earth.
So now we're talking to our real estate agent.
Yeah.
And I'm a new, like I said, it takes much for me to anger. But when I get there, and she's like, well, you know, you have to understand it's a seller's market. I go, I don't give a shit about the market. I go, you have to understand, I don't need this house. I have a house where I'm living right now. I'm not getting kicked out. I want the house. I don't need the house.
Yeah, you're not desperate.
It sounds like what you're getting is not a house, but a big fucking headache. And it seems like this is going to be the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, if only somebody would have said the same thing when I brought you aboard. But, you know, again, you're not getting a co-host. You're getting a big fucking headache, and it's only the tip of the iceberg.
Deal.
What?
You don't have to fix me, and you don't have to sell me. You can just tell me to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that don't work either. You're like a bad penny.
I'll be bad, you know.
Yeah, well, you removed yourself, but like a bad fucking penny, here you are, 7 years later.
7 years? Longer than that.
No, I mean from the fight.
I think that's longer than that.
No.
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 Yeah, I think so.
Well, you would know. You would know.
That's a long time.
I understand, but even on this, you got to fucking argue with me on.
We have to argue about when we fought.
Jesus Christ. Have to argue when the big fight was. And furthermore, it wasn't then. I'll tell you when it was.
Oh, you know why. It's not a friendship. It's been a consistent argument for, what, 20, 23 years?
Well, at least I win most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, these two men went till death does them part.
Well, we assumed one would kill the other and it'd be over a lot quicker.
That's what I meant.
You can't kill evil.
Till murder do them part.
Till conviction do us part.
Funny.
Once in a while. Don't get used to it. Anyway, so we're on speakerphone. And she's like, well, you know, the seller's saying that they have other offers, including, you know, you're just $2,500 more than the neighbor's family next door. I go, then they can have it. I go, I don't give a shit. I don't want a house with a bad septic system. I don't give a shit. And now my wife, much like Joe in this regard, can never just fucking agree right away. Never, because if I'm saying it, it's wrong. If I'm saying it, it's wrong. And then we have to circle back to you might have a point.
Well, You know, not in this case.
No, I understand. I understand, but on many things, you fight with me, and then you circle back. All right, you got a point there. But no, and in this situation, I'm wrong, even though I'm right. She's like, your tone, and blah, blah, blah. Relax, I'm not yelling at her. Fucking, this is bullshit, blah, blah. You know, she eventually gets to my point of view, but first we have to get to, you're wrong, dumbass. I understand. It's never, he's the smartest, he's the brightest.
Yeah, but still, you know what, though? Your tone was like the meeting that we had. With the video, it's like what Joe meant to say. No, Joe knew what the fuck he said. You know, so
yeah, but I'm the one who has to clean it up. She don't have to clean it up.
I'm
not
just gonna sit there. You know, I'm sorry.
So you know, I tell her, I go, oh, they can have a house with a bad septic system. So my wife is like, stop yelling. My wife is against me until the next day when she agreed with me. So, you know, I attract people that disagree with me. That's, we're going to, segment two is going to be that. People
like
disagreeing with
magnet,
me.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What'd you say?
A fucking magnet.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the seller wants us to supply this inspector who can look at the tank while the engineer, their family engineer, is there. Now, there's not a leach field, kids. There's a seepage pit.
So... Wait, I'm not an engineer. Do we know what the difference is?
Nobody knows what a fucking seepage pit is. You and I wouldn't know because we grew up in New Jersey, and they're not even legal in New Jersey. And this is some old shit technology. They don't do really seepage pits anymore.
No, we have civilized sewerage.
Yeah, well, that's...
I don't know what a seepage pit is. I'm in the business. Usually it's the leaching field that it goes out into the, you know, the field. But for seepage pit... It just means it's overflowing.
Well, they're telling us it's two different things. They're telling us so, which is a big problem.
I think Mr. Helix used to see the Ramones there at the seepage pit.
Sounds about right. So they're not going to uncover the seepage pit. So like I said, we thought we had leach fields. So now we have to call our septic inspectors, see if they'll come out. Under those terms. They will. It's still going to cost us something, but it's not going to cost us the full inspection because they couldn't do the complete inspection. So now we're spending more money on this.
It's not the seepage pit.
You're spending a fortune on this house. You don't even own the fucking thing yet.
Oh, you notice the trend, do you?
Yeah, wait till you get the joint. I'm telling you, it's going to be one thing after another with this place.
Well, you know, they call houses that are trouble like this money pits, and he's got the seepage pit.
Really? You know, I call my internet girlfriends money pits. By the way, now that I bring that up, let me briefly yell at Joe.
Yes.
You dumb motherfucker, you. So there's a scammer on Instagram that follows us, and you follow her back.
I don't know.
Milan, check out Milan. Go to your, and I'm talking to her and I'm trying to start things up. Milan, you followed her back. She's a scammer. You should know better. You don't follow this.
On Instagram?
Yes, sir.
Wow, because I usually double check for all the stuff.
That makes it worse. You know? That makes it worse. If you double check, that makes it worse.
Well, did he tell you how many followers that the Instagram? Did he tell you how many followers they have, or the people that are following?
Well,
them?
Joe, it goes up daily, but it's a couple hundred more than when you started.
I'll just get rid of them. I mean, on Facebook, you know, you could take a look and go, "That's a scam." I can usually tell, and usually sometimes they'll chat, "Hi, how are you?" And then I'm like, "Ugh, get lost."
Well, I have not told her to get lost. It's a lovely relationship. Fake Davin has a new friend. But yes, I see your follow. I'm like, you dumb motherfucker, you. Have I taught you nothing? So yeah, you might want to unfollow her. And she is following you. I mean, that's fine. If you don't want to block her, that's fine. You're not putting crazy stuff on Instagram anyway. But I just thought you should know that. So
yeah.
All right. Back to where we were. So now we have to call our septic inspector, and they agree. So, but like, they'll let us know, the seller will let us know a couple days ahead of time when this is going to happen. So the world stops for this shit.
Thanks.
So now we have our attorney write up the rider and we're waiting on them. Our attorney's leaving the office on noon on Friday. Our real estate agent and our attorney are trying to get an answer. Will they accept from Thursday afternoon, evening on? Will they accept?
Right.
Cause this won't be done until mid-July. Thursday night, I go to play softball. I'm in the outfield in the first inning, and the ball is hit to my right I'm running towards it. I drop down to my knees. At the same time the ball arrives, my teammate, another outfielder, arrives and runs into me full speed.
Oh.
I never saw him. So I don't know if you could, I don't know if you could see it right now.
But yes.
I have a line on my head like I'm fucking Harry Potter, but it will, at the time it was red and it was swollen. And Pip, if you'll come over here, please.
Sure.
I will show you my leg. Many days later. And there.
Oh my God.
My leg is like all black and blue and green. And this is Tuesday and it happened Thursday.
Black and blue and green?
Yeah.
All over. Not only just the side where I got hit. I got like hit like above my knee. So it's like from my mid thigh to my calf on both sides.
It is crazy.
So,
that's so crazy bad.
I stayed in the game. I might have been concussed, although I probably wasn't. And I'm standing there, and this team was better than us. They did not speak so much English. This team was better than us. We played well, and I'm in the dugout. And I'm like, this is not fun. I'm like, is it time? Because I love softball. I'm like, this is not. I can't see the ball in the outfield. I can because the lights are so bad there. And so the light I've talked about before. So this is a 7-15 game. So for the first four innings, the sun is in your eyes.
Yeah.
The sun, you can't see. And then after the sun's in your eyes, the light is in your eyes because they are 50 feet too low. And I'm not a tremendous outfielder anyway. I made up for a lot of transgressions in the past because of my speed. But I can't see in the day I can play outfield. I can't play right field there. That's the position I play. Okay. I mean, it's like every time it's just like, oh, fuck. How's this going to turn out?
Badly.
Yeah. It's
purpley and green.
And it was nobody. Listen, it was both of our fault. I honestly, both. Somebody should have called for it. He's like, why didn't you call for it? I'm like, I didn't think I was going to get there. But I should have called for it.
Yeah.
And he
did,
and he heard his name. But I'm like standing there and go, this isn't fun.
I knew something was up when we were coming down the stairs, and you're like, oh, you're not usually like grunting and groaning in pain when you're walking around your own house. And I was like, what? And you're like, yeah, we'll get there.
Now, keep in mind, 2 weeks before that, I bruised my right heel on the same leg. I was running in the last inning. I was trying to beat out a hit. I did not. I was close. And the front of my foot hit first base, and the back of my foot hit the ground. So I bruised that. So I still got that. I've been limping around with that. And now for some reason, I think because I was compensating so much, my left ankle hurts. So it's like I'm moving around like Fred Sanford. Get away, you big dummy.
Yeah, those feelings.
So am I.
But, yep, you might want to retire from softball.
Yeah, I mean, the thoughts crossed my mind.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. And I struck out, which I never had. But this guy struck a lot of people out. But it's like these guys were so much. This guy, they should not have been playing us. To be fair.
Because they were, like, so much better.
Right, yeah, because there's divisions, A, B, and C division.
Mm-hmm.
We're the C divisions. It's usually based on pitching.
Okay.
But these guys were so good. We're like, these guys should be in the A division. They wouldn't let them be in the A division for whatever reason. So they're in the B division. Now, we play the B division so that we play Cs and we play Bs. Usually we can hang with the Bs. And we did hang with this team, like scores 20 on everybody. They scored 8 on us. Well, we lost, like, 8-3. But it didn't feel that close.
No. Well, it felt awfully close when your teammate was colliding with you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was like, and I stayed in the game. I was just, it's,
oh my God!
Yeah, nobody realized how bad my leg hurt was. I mean, my leg hurt at the time.
Well, I mean, when you first get the bruise, you feel it, but it doesn't really look truly ugly until like the next day or two.
Well, no, that night my knee was completely swollen, fluid on my knee. Yeah, so it's like, all right, so that's fucking Thursday night. I'm still dealing with that. I got another game on Thursday. I'm like, ugh, what am I doing?
What's wrong with you? You're not going to be happy until you're in a fucking coma.
Well, that would make you happy now, wouldn't it?
Well, we didn't. It's not about me.
And don't you forget it. All right. So, all right, so Friday, we go to pick up my wife's car. So remember, this guy, we go to the dealership. We were testing new cars last week. Oh, there's the dealership. Let's give this a last fucking shot here.
Yeah.
And this guy runs down, you know, the small mechanics. We have computers and equipments that they don't have. We're gonna get this fixed. I've seen this before. Of course you are. $1,800. $1,800.
Ouch.
Yeah. And the car is good to go. You know what? It's fucking cheaper than getting a new car.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, though, this car has 100,000 less miles on it than my car.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and my car is only 5 years older than it.
Yeah.
But 100,000 less miles her car has.
Right.
All right. So, we still have not heard if the terms of our contract have been accepted. We pick up the car. Our real estate agent says they're being evasive, and they're going to the town for permits. But our real estate agent's like, I'm just asking, are you going to accept the terms? And they can't even get a yes or no. My attorney is gone for the day. You know, she left at noon because she's an attorney. Maybe she's in the Hamptons. I don't know. Or what the fuck she's doing.
Oh, hell.
Saturday morning, my wife calls me because every Saturday morning she drives a senior citizen around. You know, they have that program in town where you could, like, pick up a senior and kidnap him, I guess. I don't know. The senior citizen.
Do-gooder.
My wife is a very good do-gooder. My wife, yeah, the senior citizen loves my wife. Saturday morning, my wife calls me. The engine light is flickering on her car again.
Oh, crap.
And now I've had it with this car because it's been going on since April.
Yeah.
And I spent $3,000 on this car, which is worth $500 Kelley Blue Book. But you know how it is. The car is worth more to you.
Yeah, of course. You can't go by that in terms of what the function is in your life.
Sure.
And what is it going to cost you to get something new?
And again, as we've talked about, we just got to get this contract signed and get the loan, and then we can buy a car.
Because as Joe's favorite word is
underwriters.
The underwriters.
My favorite word is
we'll
the underwriters.
We'll get you.
Yes. Yeah.
The Undertaker underwriters.
So he goes, bring it back Monday, and they'll take care of it. Fine. Yet another fucking day. This car has been to three fucking mechanics. My local mechanic here, my hometown mechanic in Jersey, and now the fucking dealership. Because it's not just the car. We got to stop everything we're doing. You got to wait. It's fucking nonsense.
I saw less people about my defibrillator than you've seen about this car.
Maybe I should take the Buick to the place where you got your defibrillator. It couldn't be any worse.
I'll give you his card.
Sure.
It worked out great.
You're running a lot better than the car is, I'll tell you that.
Maybe you can take Pip to Florida.
Hey, you know what? I've given those rides.
So on Sunday, we went to see another house. We can't go Saturday because our agent is out of town. Sunday morning, we check in with the agent, and the seller's like, we can see it at 12. Well, we're not home, so that won't work for us. The seller's like, we have six offers, and we're done showing it. And our agent rips into them saying, the listing says you're showing it today because they're selling it by themselves.
Oh.
They're not going through it.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're done selling it, and they're selling it that day.
We're done showing it,
yeah.
And we have six offers.
I'm sorry, I meant showing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So our real estate agent rips into them. So they decide to let us see it at 2. We look at the house. Now, you got to understand something about my wife and my daughter. They are taken with stairs. There cannot be enough fucking stairs in the house for these two maniacs.
As you get older, you go for less stairs. I got to tell you.
I understand why it's not a concern of my daughter, but my wife should know fucking better.
Yeah.
I mean, she had her knee done. She had knee surgery. She was hobbling around like an invalid.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like your daughter's obsession with there has to be three floors.
Yes.
Has got to be quelled. You're older. She'll go. You're stuck living in it.
Yeah, exactly. So this house is very cute, but it's too small. So they're running around like fucking out. I'll measure this. Every room is fucking small. I'm like, this ain't going to work. So they come around. I was outside talking to the man of the couple who was selling it. I gave him tips on how to move his tropical fish because they're moving down to South Carolina. Everybody's going to the Carolinas. People cannot leave this fustunkin' of fakakta state, New York, quick enough.
When I was house hunting, everybody's heading to Carolinas and Florida. Everyone.
Well, not Florida, because as I've said too many times, the problem with Florida is it's filled with Floridians. Not Florida. but the Carolinas, everybody's moving. So anyway, in this argument, I prevailed.
Okay, good.
Monday morning, we go to the dealership. We need to hang out for an hour. Now, I got a dentist appointment later that day. I just thought I was dropping off this fucking Buick. I didn't know I had a hangout for it. I had a hangout. So, and I really don't have time for this. And honestly, I'm in no longer in a mood for this fucking car. I've had enough with this car. So he is like, sometimes it's just a bad computer chip, because I guess they put in a new computer chip. Fine. So he says he's seen it before. Now, this guy had no, like I say, no problem running down the independent mechanic and assuring us it would be fixed, the car would be great. And it was my idea to go to the dealer. And as I said, it's got 166,000 miles. My car has 265,000 miles on it. Now, my wife had another Buick. Now, she's gotten these Buicks from her family. She got the Buick LeSabre from her aunt.
Okay.
And she got the Buick LaCroix. Is that what it is?
You're looking LaCroix. At me.
LaCroix.
Buicks are very well built. I mean,
No. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Now I have to chastise you. No, they're not. Buicks are built for old people. You know why? Because they know these cars are not well built, and they know the fucking owner will die before you got to take it to the junkyard. These cars are pieces of shit, Mr. Curry. We've had I saw the LeSabre die a slow fucking death, just putting money into it, and now I see the same thing going on with this, but at the time we didn't need a house, so we could reason with my wife, and we got rid of the LeSabre. American cars are garbage, and I've had plenty of American cars. Garbage. I know they make them better than they used to, but you know what's not garbage? My fucking Korean car. My when they came out with Kias, they were made like shit, but like since like I guess 10, 15 years ago, they got their shit together and people love them. Best fucking car I've ever had. Most bang for the buck. But, Buicks are garbage. That's why we're rebranding it. How about you don't rebrand it? How about you put it to fucking sleep like Old Yeller? Nobody needs a fucking Buick. It's a piece of shit. They want a nice car, buy a Lincoln or a Cadillac. Nobody needs a fucking Buick. Buick for when you're too bored to buy a Cadillac and just stupid enough.
To be at the marketing meeting.
I put in my application, Joe. I'm waiting to hear.
That's our new pitch.
So, like I said, so we've had Buicks before. Anyway, so he said. So we're sitting there for an hour, and so he has bad news. Bad news.
Doc, how's it doing?
The catalytic converter code is going off.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Whoa! So wait. So check engine light. That's included under
yes,
that.
Yes, because it has all these. Yeah. It has all these codes. Remember,
the check engine light is something with the emission system.
Remember the reason the car runs fine. Now we had to fix the engine because two pistons weren't firing in April, so that cost me $1,000. So that was not fine. But other than that, the car runs fine. But her car is due for inspection this month,
and can't pass.
And
if the exhaust system is verklempt, well, that's not
going
to happen.
Well, so part of what they fixed last week was the exhaust system.
Okay.
Isn't
the catalytic converter part of the exhaust?
It's not everything, though.
Oh, okay.
But so that was part of it. Now, my wife's like, I got to get this taken care of in 2 weeks. I'm like, no, you don't. No, the clock starts once you get the first fucking ticket.
That's right.
the clock doesn't start July 1st. The clock starts when the fuzz gets you.
Well, you could go and fail, and you still get 30 days.
Exactly.
Because you walk around
with... Pay them tickets! That's what...
You walk around with the, you know, the Scarlet F.
Yeah.
But then you got 30 days.
Exactly. Hmm. So it's like, you got more time. Relax. It's going to be fine. Now, remember, I wanted to get the sticker, like, off the dark web.
Yes, but you don't know anything about maneuvering the dark web. I know you're bright, but these people, that's all they do. Would fuck you.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But my police officer neighbor friend said the problem with that is when they run your plates, then it shows up.
True.
Which is something I did not know. Although the Buick dealership guy said, yeah, I used to know people in Staten Island. So he's a shady motherfucker, too. Oh, you know what's funny? So we're standing there waiting to get the bad news, and my wife's like, "Wow, it's so busy! It's 10 o'clock in the morning. It's so busy, you know, because we're at the maintenance at the repair part." Of
right.
The I go, "Yeah, because these cars are built like shit. That's why it's so busy. It's not a fucking mystery. Why am I the only one that's seeing this?"
Oh, yeah, they're all crap.
Yeah.
It's no Maytag repairman back there.
When Buick, because Buick's doing this whole rebrand, like reimagine the Buick. I think that's the campaign or something.
Okay.
It's not like we finally made the cars good. It's like, nah, we try to make them sleeker. They're still pieces of shit, but they look a little better now. It's a better piece of looking shit. It's a streamlined turd, which can go in your seepage pit. That's what the new Buick is.
It's all about shit for you this week, wasn't it?
Oh, and it's a Chevy Buick deal. Let me tell you something. My first two cars were Camaros. My first Camaro, utter piece of shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My nickel and dime me out the yin-yang, and then I showed it by fucking totaling it. My second Camaro was better by comparison, but still. My wife has had a Malibu. I mean, we've had enough American cars. I love this country. I'm glad we have a great auto industry, but they can't make shit.
I've driven Japanese cars for over 25 years.
Yeah, and you know, Joe's very patriotic and loves his country, but when it comes to not getting fucked by the car,
I had one.
Hondas till the day I die.
I had one Volkswagen because as a teenager, I wanted a Beetle so bad. Mm-hmm. And that car was fun, but it was very bad to me mechanically because
it had
got beaten up before it got to me.
Yeah.
You know, really badly. But after that, I've had nothing but one Japanese car after the other, not even by design until I started my first car that I bought off the lot was just because I knew somebody who knew the guy in finance at that dealership. So I could get a deal on a late model year car. And so I was like, yeah, they're good. I'll buy that. And then I went back and got the, you know, same.
Well, I don't think I'll buy a Honda Japanese. Again because first of all, they're more priced than the Korean cars.
Yeah,
the Korean cars are more souped up, come with more stuff for the money. And my Civic was a lemon. It, like, I remember I had to sell it because I had like a radiator crack or something that couldn't be fixed.
Wow.
So when I'd be on the road, I'd have to like bring antifreeze with me and everything. So that I figured I would get. We figured we'd be lucky if we got 200,000 miles out of the Kia. We got 266, and knock on wood.
Yeah.
You know. So
how much did you get? How many miles did you get out of the Honda?
I don't think I got 200 out of it. So, anyway, I'm trying to figure out where I was because I took notes for this. So he's like, oh, and the catalytic converter code is what started this whole mess.
Right.
This is what started the whole mess. Now, in the process, the mechanic up here found a little pinhole leak in the exhaust downstairs in Jersey. He checked out the catalytic converter. It looks good. It's not leaking and everything. So there's something with the fucking code.
Yeah.
Now, up here, they said, well, you know, the exhaust could be part of it. So if we fix the exhaust, the exhaust had to be fixed. That was 2 years old, which is ridiculous for an exhaust to go in 2 years. But the muffler is driving my wife crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Again, this fucking. Yeah. Well, it's now you're hearing it, stupid. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, so I've had it with this fucking car.
Yeah, sure.
It's in a Buick. Where's Mitchell Walters when you need him? I'm sure he had a pithy thing about Buick. It's an insult. He's like, well, this is new to us. I'm like, no, no. And again, I am in no mood. I'm like, no, no. We told you this is what started. We show you the receipts for the work done. My wife is very good at keeping records. She keeps evidence. She kept the receipts. She showed him the receipts.
Yeah.
You know, he said, we're going to be able to fix this. So he knew that there was an issue. So how much do you think? So a new, they're not going to do fucking guesses. A new catalytic converter will cost $1,800. I've already put $3,000 into this car since April. I'm like, no way. I'm like, no. I say, can you guarantee this will fix the problem? He's like, it will, but I can't guarantee it. I said, when you fix the other stuff, you said that would fix it, but you didn't fix the problem. I go, you charged me for things that didn't solve the issue. You're taking the money, but you're not fixing anything.
Right.
It's kind of like the Seinfeld thing. You're taking the reservation, but you're not holding the reservation.
Yeah, right. And the problem is that, you know, unfortunately, you're married to it for a certain dollar amount, but that gets to a point where you can't, you know, you can't put any more in it. It's like with my Honda Element. I love that truck. It had almost 260 on it, but it needed a transmission. I mean, if it didn't need a the transmission, I'd drive it to 300 plus. But it got to the point where the tranny's going, I got to get rid of it before it goes.
He said, so he's like, well, you know, you need a new exhaust, and we gave you that, and we put that in. And go, yeah, which I wouldn't have gotten if you would have told me that if you wouldn't have fixed the other stuff that you said, I wouldn't have gotten the exhaust.
Right.
Because that was the whole thing. That's what my other mechanic was trying to do, trying to hold off on putting in the exhaust to see if we could fix this problem before spending a lot of my money. The other our local mechanic was trying to do us fucking right.
Right, right.
You know, I have acquired a piece of shit now that can't pass inspection. Yippee fucking Skippy. I am in no mood. And once again, the wife is not on my side. I mean, this is a point where she should stand back and let her fucking man sink her fangs into this guy.
Well, I mean, sinking the fangs in, yes. But I mean, I can feel that she wants to hang on to the car.
Yes.
And there is the issue of the financing of the house. It's like a critical moment. So it's like, well, how much longer would we keep the car if we do throw this much more money in it?
I said, will you guarantee this will fix it?
Yeah.
No. So yeah, I go, why don't you do this? Why don't you put in the catalytic converter? We'll see if it fixes the problem. If it fixes the problem, I'll pay you the $1,800. If not, you take it out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't do that. Well, then I can't give you more fucking money.
But why come?
Well, because he has to order the catalytic converter, and they have hours to put in. So I'm just supposed to, once again...
You want to know my opinion on the whole thing?
No, yeah. No. Sit there in silence. Yes. Tell us your opinion.
How dare you? No, my opinion is this. I would wait. I would stay where you are till the bubble is burst and start being, you know, start having a tap dance for people that's got other offers, and then I go out and buy a new car. And by the time you're ready to buy, when the bubble's burst and everything is back to normal again, underwriting isn't going to stick their snooty nose.
Yeah, but Joe, you're not understanding. This current situation is untenable. My wife is working from home. So she's working at the dining room table. I'm down here in the basement. The basement's getting more and more crowded. You know, this isn't working anymore. It's not how, listen, we have it better than some people. I know people, you know, during the pandemic were trapped with their family in a studio apartment. I mean, but
it's hardly a tenement here.
No,
you know?
It's not. But this was never supposed to be a 16-year house.
Right.
It's been a great house. But unfortunately, because it's a townhouse, you can't build up, you can't build out. If I could build up or build out, I might not move. Because
right.
I like my neighbors. I like
that's like my place. You can't, you know, even though it's a part of a condo development, and if you want to do I had to get a new roof, and the roof color had to be approved. Even though I could give a shit, it's the same color. I could care less. But if you do stuff, yeah, you got to do this, you got to do that. That's why, like, with putting the seed down, I went out and I got the seed for the spare spots. Because if I tell the landscaper, oh, you got to let the head landscaper know, and you got to let the guy know, but fuck you, I go to Home Depot, I'll do it myself, yeah.
So I tell this guy, I'm not giving you $1,800 on top of the $1,800 I just gave you.
Yeah.
These cars are not built to last. This is not and my wife is getting upset with me. But I'm spitting truth here.
Yeah.
Buicks are shit. Nobody young drives them because they're going to live a while. Old people die because it's the last thing you get before you die.
You know what? And you're probably telling them these cars aren't built well. Of course not, stupid. If they weren't, have a fucking job.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, of course. Well, they have all these advisors. It's not like your local mechanic where you can just talk to the fucking mechanic. You got to talk to the advisor. And they got a fucking shitload of advisors. You know why you need a shitload of advisors? Because your cars are built like shit.
Oh, it depends where you go. I mean, I've been going up the Honda dealership by me for years. And Kelly, who's my advisor, if there's a problem, we'll go and we'll talk to the mechanic. The mechanic will show me and stuff like that. So it depends on...
How many advisors are there at the Honda dealership?
Well, you have five of them, but I have the one that I deal with all.
Okay, well, yeah, there's like five or six. Yeah, listen, I'm not sold on Honda either, by the way, because I had one. I know they have a great reputation. I understand. Yeah. But mine, not so much. Although I did get better gas mileage on that. And there was a lawsuit against Kia for the bullshit they did with that. But whatever. All right. So I tell him, I've had American cars and they're crap. And now my wife is really pissed off at me. She wants the car fixed because in her mind it needs to pass inspection.
Right.
We're operating on the same math.
Yeah.
She's operating on the 2-week math and I'm operating on the clock starts when you get that first ticket math. It's completely, which, you know, she's a much better human being than I am.
Well,
but
I
don't understand your reasoning on when you get the first ticket. You get the ticket. Now you got a price of the ticket added to the price you have.
Right, but no, they give you 30 days to get it fixed. They give you 30 days
but
to get
still,
it.
Still, so they give you a ticket if you don't fix it in 30 days?
Right, no, then you have to pay the ticket. What I'm saying is we don't have to make a snap decision on a car in 2 weeks. We have more time to shop for the car in 2 weeks. We don't have to go to a dealership and go, I'll take it. We can do test drives. We can do research. We can do a little bit of searching for the car that's right for her in a price range. Now, listen, cars are very expensive right now, too. I understand that. But we still have a little bit more time. You know, 2 weeks is a lot of fucking pressure.
Well, there's some people that pay their bills on time, and there's other people that realize the not so hidden, but kind of hidden to some people's secret, the grace period.
Yeah, I pay my bills.
Mortgage. I pay that. It's due on the first, but every 15th, that's when I pay it. Paid it this morning. So, yeah, I stretch it out.
Yep. I pay my bills on time, but these are extenuating circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So we go home, and we get into a big fight. She's like, I don't want to talk about this now. I'm like, we have to. I go, we have to talk about this now, Your Highness.
well, she's saving you from...
Let me ask you a question. Did you phrase it like that?
Absolutely.
Wow, oh boy, you're a glutton. All right.
Well, yeah, you know what I know. I've been reading a Star Wars comic book, and Han Solo always calls Princess Leia sarcastically Your Highness. I was inspired by Han Solo.
Sometimes you have to make the joke. It's almost worth getting all the shit back at you.
Sure.
So sometimes you're like, I don't want to go. You got to pick and choose your battle.
I picked and I chose. And this was worth it to me.
What you don't know, Joe, is that I went in the back and I checked in his little shed where it's supposed to be just for the mower and stuff. He's got a little bed in there and a little water distributor. And yeah, I know where his leach field is from his shed. Yeah.
So then I go to the dentist. I have to go to the dentist today. And I don't have my usual dental assistant. And she's using some automatic tool that's like picking at my gums. And it hurts. I go,
oh,
I said,
yeah, that damn thing. Yeah.
I said, that's it.
Yeah.
I said, that's it. I'm not doing this today.
You walked out?
I go, I'm not in the mood, and this hurts.
Yep.
Because the other one, like, she might have retired. It wouldn't really hurt me. I mean, it never felt good. It never feels good when they, with their little fucking hook, get into you and, like, try to, like, rip your mouth apart. Does this hurt? Yes, because my mouth doesn't usually have a fucking hook in it. I'm not a fish, you dumb motherfucker.
But this is what you do. You ask them to put heavy metal on.
No, it's never heavy metal.
Getting your teeth cleaned to heavy metal fucking rules.
Yeah, well, that has never happened. I have soft rock, my friend.
Fucking great.
I have soft rock. It's not so great.
I understand that, though. I mean, there was a little while my roommate was going for, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the hair removal where they stick little, like, kind of like a little pin in and zap the root. And so I was getting some of that done because I was getting the little hairs on the chinny chin chin. And I was like, if you can kill this, do it. Mm-hmm. So, but because I'm a baby, it was on a lower setting than I guess she was used to doing for people. Because I'm like, ouchie, ouchie,
what,
ouchie.
What do you think? They could just nag the hairs out?
I was hoping. But, I got used to a certain setting. And, I was being as brave as I could.
Sure.
And I got a couple of these treatments. And it's like,
I got to tell you, I got to say, Joe, you can't tell she has a goatee. It worked.
I know, you know what? It took care of a lot. But the problem was that I had two appointments that day, and this was years ago, but the appointment I had in the morning was I went to the vet to find out what was wrong with my cat, and it turned out that my cat had cancer.
Ugh.
And they were basically telling me, well, there's nothing to do. You've got about this long. And so I was already upset. And then I went to this one and she decided, you've been at the baby level for so long. We're going to hike it up. And I'm like, no, no, no.
We're going to turn it up to 11.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, really not today. And she's like, no, you do it. And so she didn't say she did it, but I saw her hand move at it, and I know she fucking moved it up one. And then when she started doing it, I'm like, ow, no, this is hurting me, ow. And so then she just kept doing it. No, it's okay. No, it's not okay. No. And then I was just like, stop. No, stop. And I got out of the chair and I burst out crying. And she's like, oh, this has never happened to me before. And I'm like, it's happening now. Because you wouldn't turn it down.
Now you have a story.
And I was like, it was not the right day to fuck with me.
But Gavin, you were in the chair with the little bib and stuff like that. You told it to stop and you split.
Yep.
I'm like, she's like, well, I don't want to leave tartar in there. Be ashamed to leave tartar. You know what? Tartar's fucking fine. They make a sauce out of it. Enough with making tartar the enemy. All right? You know, tartar lives matter. Enough. Enough with the fucking tartar. I didn't go to the dentist for years, and I was
I got to tell you something. For somebody that calls me a miserable prick, you're walking around with a bad leg limping. You got tartar in your mouth, a bad catalytic converter. You're bawling out half the fucking town. I'm the prick here?
Well, yes, because you just laid out all these reasons, because I'm normally quite nice. I'm usually quite not to you, but you're awful, but to other to human beings. So
he dropped his groceries and left.
Yes. So I let her finish, and it didn't hurt as much, but I think I'd gotten my point across.
Yeah, it's like, you're hurting me and I'm done.
So that, and you know, after she does her thing, the dentist is supposed to come in.
Right.
The dentist isn't coming right away. I said, listen, I don't need to see him.
Yes, you do.
No. I go, you told me what's going on in my mouth. I said, the dentist is just like the big star that does a cameo in a movie or a TV show. You're happy to see him, but he really doesn't do anything. It's like Ryan Reynolds doing a fucking walk-on. Shit, the other actors and actresses have done the heavy lifting. Oh, look, there's Ryan Reynolds for like three lines, and then he's gone. Who the fuck cares about
him? It's like the old 70s sitcom where he had to stop and the applause break would come. Hey, Davin, how you... Hey, Davin.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. The dentist isn't there to just flounce in and go, looks goodbye.
This is what my dentist literally does. How you feeling? Fine. Any problems with the mouth? No. If there were, I would have called you fucking sooner. There's no problem with the mouth. Open up. All right. Looks good. You got a floss more. Got a little problem here. She told me all that shit. He just repeats the same fucking shit. As a matter of fact, she showed me stuff I'd never seen in my mouth before. Like, I didn't know where my wisdom teeth are. Apparently, I have lazy wisdom teeth because I got a motherfucker laying horizontal. She's never seen that before. Wisdom teeth aren't supposed to be horizontal, but it ain't going anywhere. She's like, yeah, you could even remove it if you wanted
fucking
to. It's so
hurt, man. Holy mackerel.
She's like, it's so close to the nerve. But then, like, nobody's ever showed me that before. So even though Brunhilde, like, butchered the fuck out of my mouth, she did a fine job. So what do I need to do? What is the dentist going to tell me? He's only important if there's something wrong.
Oh, excuse me, Dr. Welby. I guess you know better than all of his years of experience and learning.
I have years of experience with him.
I know, but you know what? They still have to go and give the final check, because at least my dentist goes in there and is like, oh, but I'm concerned about that. You know what?
She was in my mouth fucking long enough. I had x-ray 6 months
ago. Well, now.
I go every 6 months. There's nothing to be...
You know what? It gets to the point where you got to, like, with the doctor, like, with the damn tick that I got, okay? My doctor gave me the medicine. And he goes, I want to see you in 4 weeks. Now, I knew the bill was going to be $200. The copay is $200. Sure and shit, comes in, $200. He wants to see, you know, he wants to see me around. I'm not fucking going. I feel fine. About what? From to tell you, oh, you're fine. Here's another $200. Fuck you.
You're both being such men about it.
I love my doctor. I've been with him, Christ almighty, 20 years. But I'm not playing the game.
Listen, I understand I was there, but I know his fucking dog and pony show. I understand. You know what he is? He's the fucking guest spot on the comedy show who's working on his 5 fucking minutes. You're paying to see everybody else. It's always the dental technician or assistant, whatever they call themselves. I'm not really sure what they call themselves. They're the ones who always do the cleaning and the picking and the, are you flossing? You really need to floss. And I've been flossing for fucking weeks.
Oh, you can never. The hygienist always tells you that.
Yeah, enough with the flossing, you fucking floss Nazis. I get it. And I tried to do the right thing and floss ahead of time. But so I have things on my mind. I got shit to do. I didn't expect my whole morning to be arguing with a fucking Buick dealership. And he's like, the Buick dealership's like, maybe we could do something in sales. Fuck you.
I get, you know what, though? I guess maybe we have different dentists. Because my dentist will come in, and he'll look at the chart and goes, all right, this is good. He goes, this might be a trouble in a little bit. We have to watch that. Or he might go, look, you got to fill the cavity. Do we really have? Well, you know, it's going to turn into a root canal. It's going to be a fortune.
But I didn't have any cavities. I didn't have any cavities. No cavities. There's nothing there. He'll see me in 6 months.
You didn't realize you got the Tuffy the Tooth Award. Sorry.
I'll tell you. I never had a cavity in my life until I went and saw him. Then I had one fucking cavity. He's the Grim Reaper of cavities. No more.
You were due.
I was due. But I hadn't gone to a dentist in years. There was no cavities. And I started seeing this motherfucker, and I got a cavity.
It's not how it works. That's magical thinking.
No,
that's
it's
not
how it
works.
But anyway, listen, I didn't need his song and dance. I got shit to...
I went to a dentist one time who was down the road from me, and I'm in there one day, and because I didn't go enough, and he goes, well, you got this, and you got that, and you know this, and you should have came in for this, and but you know, I don't know if it's worth keeping you as a patient. But, and I go, you want to know something? I go, your gate is off the hinges. I go, you got 12 pickets out in your fence, and you need 3 posts replaced. I'm not busting your fucking balls.
You showed
him. I was in the fence business then. Yeah, I was like, really?
I like that.
So I left. Yeah. I left. I have an appointment in 6 months. Like I said, there was because he was with somebody for a while. I mean, and the dental assistant was like trying to get his attention. And
well, I'm glad that you let her finish.
No, I let her finish.
Yeah.
She did her thing. Well, I don't need his fucking 5 minutes. Oh my word! The dentist, go fuck yourself. Relax. You're not Jerry Seinfeld.
Sometimes they're in the middle of an extraction or something like that. Yes. I waited because he's had a problem. You know, something that was supposed to go smooth was a federal case, and I'm the next guy that had to wait. You know what happens?
I understand that. Listen, if there was an issue, I would have seen the dentist. There was no issues. There was no issues. He's going to count the. He's going to do what she did. This dental assistant never did this. The other dental assistant never did this. They count numbers on the gums. That's usually his fucking gig. Usually he counts the numbers on the gums, and the dental assistant writes it down, you know, checks it against the teeth and everything. She did that. This one did it. She took all. She did his material. I don't need him. Now he's just a fucking hack doing her shit. What do I need that for?
Well, just tell him, look, I got to get out of here. Come look at my truck. Give me a call if you need to see me.
Sure. So I scrammed. I'll see him in 6 months. So anyway, I go back home.
What? No, it's just like this day. You're like, it's sort of like falling down.
It's not even 1 o'clock yet.
I know, but it's
it's like falling down.
It is. You know what I'm talking about, Joe? That movie?
Yeah, with Michael Douglas.
He's a briefcase and a pocket protector.
Yeah, he's just like, walking through town, blowing up shit. He's like, you know what? Buicks! Turner!
You know what? Completely justified.
Great.
So the realtor calls back, and they agree to our terms.
Wow, okay.
However, she does not think the seepage pit can go in the same place, so if it needs to be replaced, it would have to go in the backyard.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me interrupt you for a second. You agree to your terms. Now, what is your terms? To have your engineer there when they're doing the work?
Have our inspector, have our septic inspector there.
You know, the only thing that stinks about that, besides the sewage, besides that, is you're having your inspector there to take a look to see what if there's more work to be done. There's not an agreement. Nobody's shaking hands on who's paying for it.
Well, no. And part of the terms is if there's more work to be done, they will pay for it. They will pay for it. But here's the problem now. If there's a problem with this seepage pit, it would have to go in the backyard. You can't put anything over it. All you can put over it is grass.
Right.
So you couldn't build a pool. You couldn't do any patio stuff. So now you don't have a backyard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So All right. So my wife's like, let's forget this house. I said we're seeing our realtor in a few hours. We can decide then. Until then, let's talk to our septic inspector and update them and get feedback.
Right.
So then we continue with the car. Now back to the car. I said, even if we fix this car, it's just going to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. It's like my cat Maui. She's 19 years old. I'm patching her together and keeping her going. She's not going to turn into a kitten no matter how much I invest in Maui, and I'll invest everything in Maui and how much I wish it to be. She's not going back to being a one-year-old cat.
No.
It's not going to it's just downhill from here. It's the same thing with Buicks, except without the love.
Well, it's the same thing with a car. I mean, even though
it is a car,
out this money, now it's even more money. And now you're like, all right, I gotta cut my losses here. You know,
right.
What am I gonna do? I gotta cut my losses.
So I tell, I go, listen,
because who the fuck knows what's gonna happen next?
I go, listen, we did this with this little Sabre. I said we need a reliable car. My car is 265,000 miles on it, and it's been great. And right now, it's reliable. But realistically, it's going to go sooner or later.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we talked about last week which car we would take down to South Carolina.
Right.
It was going to have to be my car. She even agrees, like, we're going to have to take your car now. So the car with 265,000 miles as I speak is the reliable car. That cannot stand.
No.
And my car has been great. But, yeah, listen, they only have a certain amount of years, miles in them.
Sure.
You'll get like 280.
Shut up.
Three,
shut up.
Lucky.
Shut up. Shut up.
Don't say numbers. You're scaring the hell out of them.
So I said, think about it. So I tell, listen, we can't just keep pouring money into this. It could go at any time. Even if we fix this, the guy is not guaranteeing it. So she finally agrees. Again, eventually they all agree with me. They just have to tell me how wrong and terrible I am first.
Well, they get worn down.
That's what I do. Segment two will be about that.
You're like a grist mill.
So we got to get a car. All right. So I go run errands because I couldn't do them in the morning because that all got fucking taken up. So while I'm gone, my wife talks to the owner of the septic inspection company, which we'd never spoken to before.
Okay.
He's like, even if my inspector looks at this, this is a 50-year-old system. Not only can't they put the septic system where an old one is, they also need to make sure it's not near utility lines. There could only be one place in your backyard to put it. And he's like, and it's going to look like an eyesore because it has to be raised, and you can only put grass on it. So, like, say it's fine now, but in 3 years it goes, and I have a pool over it. That's the only place it could go. I'd have to rip down the pool because they have to worry. They can't be too close to the road. They have to worry about utility lines and all that stuff. So, really, you don't have a backyard. Even if you buy this house now.
Right.
I mean, it could last.
You only have so much room for this thing and anything else you want to use the yard for.
Right. And we had plans for the yard.
And it has to, and they call them Turkey Hills when the septic system is bumped up and there's like this grass hump in the middle of it.
Never going to eat that ice cream again. Thanks for ruining that.
What an unfortunate name, forward. Right?
Yeah. What are these brown chunks? I'll just eat it.
They're chips. Just keep going.
So it's like, listen, you might have to rip out 100-year-old trees. We have trees in that backyard.
Oh, man.
He's like, I'm looking at, he's like, he didn't write up a great report.
Right.
But he took notes. He's like, I'm looking at these notes.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I have nothing to gain, and I would never admit this. He's like, but if I was you, I would walk away from this house.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right.
He's got nothing to gain from that.
Yeah.
And with that, you know, the decision was done. And now imagine, and I'm upset about it, but imagine if we had said, no, we'll take care of it. And then we paid for it. And then this thing goes down the road. And now we have this house and we have to take down our pool or the patio for the fire pit.
Yeah, so disappointing.
So,
Gavin, in the weeks that you've been describing everything with the house, that's just one thing.
Yeah.
One thing. You're not even on to the other things. And you know how it happens. There's always something. You got off easy.
Joe, I don't know if I got off easy because since April, I've paid $5,000 for the car in this house and I got bupkis. So I don't know if that's real. I've gotten agita, I've gotten grief. I've gotten in fights. My wife got called Your Highness. But I wouldn't say we have anything of tangible value.
You've got your leg of many colors.
I have my rainbow leg.
Well, let me put it this way: you get the freedom to get a car that you need without the, you know, without at least the thing of underwriting yet. You've got a house that sounded like it was going to be one thing after another. I mean, the damn thing was a headache. You don't even own the fucking place yet, you know? So good riddance.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Plus your 5Gs, you lucked out.
I mean, I can't see the purpose of buying a house if there's a chance you can't use your yard.
No. No. Not the way you guys actually see. We don't really use. We call it the back 40. There's a section of the yard we just almost never go into.
No, it's where grills go to die. They take shots to the head, and then you just leave them there to die a slow death.
Actually, that's closer to that.
They try to stay barbecuing and stuff like that, but sometimes, you know, things end.
It thinks about old barbecue days. No, I mean, we have a shed back there, and I don't even know what else is in there. But I don't go back there a lot. But the landscaper knows more about what goes on in the back 40 than I do. But you guys actually use every bit of your yard, you know, and it's like your wife really likes to garden and you know, you can't even
grow like vegetables.
It's too shady.
Or plants on the leaf.
Oh God,
field.
No!
No, you can only grow grass.
Yeah. How about in the E. coli special?
Yeah, but you know what? They put a manure's
manure, but it's like,
yeah. But you know what? Too, you talked about the waste system. How about the water coming into the house from a well that will be named later? I don't even know where the well water is coming from.
It's that community. It's that community well.
You know, I mean, that's another thing. You know, I mean. Look, I know you want a house. I mean, your wife is sick and tired of working off the kitchen table and stuff like that. But it's like, it just seemed that this place was going to be one thing after another. So it's good. Good riddance.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Yeah. I mean, listen. It works out, but, you know, it is what it and the fact that we need a car at the same time. So on Thursday, we're going to look at cars, probably wind up paying for it up front. And, you know, we're looking at a house that's way over our budget tomorrow, but we'll borrow some money and then we'll pay it back when we sell this house.
Sayonara, practical house. You are not practical.
It was a nice house, though.
No.
It was a nice house, Pip.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
I called it practical house compared to the other. But then when I thought about the other house, even though it had those oh wow factors, the bedrooms weren't so great.
There's some things that you have to compromise on, and there's other things that, you know what, you just didn't find it yet.
I mean,
Joe's been saying that, and I think he's right.
When the people are going, well, we have other offers, good luck them deal with that shit.
Well, listen, it works out. It works out if the people who are right under us, who are relatives of the family, their family has a pool. Mm-hmm. So if they're never going to build anything in the backyard, that's fine until you got to go fucking sell it. You know, I mean, it wasn't going to be our forever house. And also the fact that you could hear traffic kind of annoyed us because it was a corner house and part of it was on on 17A, which is a pretty busy thoroughfare. So, I mean, listen, there were enough signs to say no. But again, we've invested so much time and money into this house. So, but you know, this house that we're looking at tomorrow, I think it's going to go way over asking. It's already over our budget. But my wife and my daughter love it. Because why? Because it has fucking stairs. Because it's a colonial. It's a beautiful house. 2.5 acres. Once again, I got to get a fucking ATV to do the fucking driveway. But it's a beautiful house. We'll look at it. We'll see how it goes. And that's tomorrow. So, Pip, I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
We are running long. Right. We can hurry through what you wanted to tell us, or we could give it the proper attention it needs next week. The choice is yours.
You know what? I'll probably have more information for the story next week.
Okay.
It'll hold.
Okay. All right. So then let's. So Pip has something for us next week. Yep. I'm sure Joe will have something for next week. Hopefully, I'll have a fucking boring week. Oh, hopefully, nothing will happen to me.
Just, I mean, for the show, I really enjoyed your week.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I'm glad my misery could entertain all of you.
But I am
telling you right now, you got off easy, because if this kept going, now you're trying to ham and egg a car. Now you're trying to ham and egg a house.
I'm still going to be hamming and egging.
You just made life easier for yourself.
Well, listen, I'm still hamming egg. I still need to get a car, mm-hmm. and I still need to get a house. But, and I'm
now you're not. You don't have the thing you're worried about. The underwriting, you're not worried about. I mean, you know.
I'm glad my wife agreed that it's time. We're gonna get her an SUV. My ideal SUV would be a Kia or a Hyundai of some sort, because they got a great 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, which she won't blow through the way I did. But we will see. But, you know, listen, cars are very expensive right now, too. So
yeah.
We'll see. All right, so that we will that is where we are. Okay, very good. Let's do – we'll come back. We'll do some Worst Dads Countdown. Very good. On the break, we have new music from Boonie Abbey. I think I said that right. Boonie Abbey with Rockstar and Tanoki with Let Go. And you can learn more about Boonie Abbey at khb-music.de. And you can learn more about Tanoki at fluttertone.com. Short break.